This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Staffo Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another edition of Advocates and Activists Around the World. That's it. That's our new title.
Okay.
And we want to celebrate the amazing people who are doing and have been doing such amazing work for all of us in the entire world, and say thank you and give you flowers as per usual. But before we start, Annie, I have a question for you.
Okay.
It's not hard. It is hard. Here we go. How do you feel about team sports, and were you actively a part of them?
This is a good question. I think the answer is I liked playing in them. I'm very competitive, but at the same time, I'm also very insecure. I always felt like I was the weakest link on the team, like I was the worst player. And I mean, for a while, I played goalie in soccer, and the stress was way too much, Samantha. It was so much because it felt like the whole thing. You know, it's hard not to, even though it's a team sport, it's hard not to be like, if I fail, then it's all my fault. So I did enjoy it. I think there was a lot of dynamics that were stressful, and I think that I was insecure. So that kind of took me out of it. But overall, yeah, I liked it.
I am not really athletic, but I did really want to be a part of the sports because a lot of people bonded so hardcore when it came to team sports. I was not so great at it. I did do cheerleading, and yes, that's a sport. I think I've said that before, and I will continue to say it forever, and enjoyed that, but it did feel a little off. Like, there were definitely moments of, like, I was out of place, and it felt awkward. Definitely being the only one of two Asian people in the whole school was odd as well, but, you know, I really wanted to be a part of it, and I think if I had better experiences and was a little more athletic, maybe I would have enjoyed it more. But, you know, who knows? And why are we talking about that today? Why am I asking these questions? Well, because I wanted to talk about an advocate who really went through the battlegrounds when it came to sports and came on out in realizing it's an amazing thing to be able to be in sports and working through some of your trauma that way through athleticism, but also combating the many, many things that oftentimes can traumatize, especially queer people of color when they're in these types of organizations. And yeah, we're celebrating the works of Amazon Leyti, who was born in Saigon and has become an activist through partially due to her past in her traumatic childhood, and has become a big advocate for those in the queer community in sports. So let's talk about her. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Abandoned at an orphanage in Saigon, Leyte was eventually adopted by a couple in Australia. And again, we've talked about this before, unlike the fairy tales that are so often fed to the adoptees, myself included, Leyte struggled with being different throughout her childhood. She talks a lot about her experience as being one of the only few people of color in her community and in her school. And when Leyte talks about her childhood, she talks a lot about the bullying and racism she had to endure, not only for being a transracial adoptee, but also as identifying as queer. And I don't think she came out till much later, but she knew she was different, is how she would put it. And she has talked about her experience as being the only Asian child in sports and in her community. And she had to deal with the experiences of being racially targeted for not being white, and then just feeling as if she was all alone in this world of sports and just in general. She says in a recent Outsport.com interview, quote, "I really believed I was the only Asian LGBTQ child in the world, and that created a tremendous amount of sadness. We just don't get to see ourselves in media as often as we like. And it's so difficult to come out." And it's not surprising, as the Asian community make a very small percentage of leading roles in media, which we've talked about before. And in fact, in 2020, it was only around 1%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And through her isolation, Leyte started her journey into sports through bodybuilding and weightlifting at the age of 6. She would continue on, later becoming a competitive natural bodybuilder in her teens and qualifying as a coach soon after. But within her journey, the tolls of her past and current trauma weighed her down heavily. She became unhoused as a young adult and struggled both mentally and physically. She has talked about her past struggles and how she had to come to terms with who she was and understanding and loving herself. During the hardest times, even when she had thoughts of suicide, she battled through her past trauma to where she is today, including her sexual identity.
Right. So Leyte refers to her sexuality as, quote, rainbow, which is a Vietnamese term for queer. And in her interview with Proudly.blog, a blog that shares, quote, extraordinary stories from everyday people within the LGBTQ plus community, she explains, "In terms of my label, it's actually something the Vietnamese community use, and I feel it's much more encompassing now the spectrum of sexuality and gender identity is so vast and so much broader than the LGBTQ plus worldwide. So rainbow is an uplifting, easier way for me to define, because everybody loves rainbows after the thunderstorm." I thought that was a really sweet sentiment. Yeah. And she's right, because I had a rainbow in my backyard the other day. It was really nice. And as she navigated through a search for her identity and self, she pursued her continued interest in sports. But it was a difficult journey for her. She had to go through a path of discrimination and isolation as she pushed through in her passion for bodybuilding and other sports. She talked about the issues of sexism, misogyny, and homophobia within the bodybuilding industry. And it wasn't until she left that industry that she came out and she started to work to advocate for others, because she felt so alone when she did.
Right. And because she credits sport with helping her through the darkest time, she understood the importance of pushing through and persevering, partially due to her experience in sports, and wanted to help others to be able to do the same. But with that, she understood what it was like to feel isolated, even within a team, and wanted to become an advocate for others so they didn't have to endure the hardships she did. In 2017, she launched an LGBTQ plus sports and education program in Vietnam in order to bring LGBTQ plus youth and kids who were living with HIV into sports. She explained that the aim of the program was, quote, "to empower and inspire its participants through sports and education to create future leaders and mentors, transform lives, and help build stronger communities within these marginalized groups and for society as a whole."
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
And in 2021, she launched the Amazon Latif Foundation, which is a program advocating for, quote, LGBTQ youth experiencing homelessness through leadership and development using sports as a platform for change. She says about the organization, having a foundation is really just an extension of the work I've been doing as an advocate, as an individual. I have piloted some programs within Vietnam, which we just talked about, which will become my flagship program that will launch in 2021. And it's a program I wanted when I was a kid that involved leadership, mentorship, sports, businesses, and education, where I can meet business leaders, community leaders, and sports leaders, and where I can see myself celebrated within the community, but also as a fast-track career path. The foundation wants to particularly help LGBTQ plus people suffering with homelessness, because now we have had this pandemic for the last few months, and there are so many vulnerable LGBTQ plus communities and youth who are experiencing homelessness and don't necessarily receive the support they need. And that's what I'll be championing through my foundation, as well as my sports advocacy work.
And she has been very busy with her advocacy. In 2012, she was the ambassador for Vietnam Relief Services. In 2014, first Asian ambassador to Athlete Ally. 2015, named one of the 7 Asian LGBTQ activists accelerating equality globally by GLAAD. Became the first Asian sport champion ambassador for Stonewall UK in 2019. Was named a 2020 global changemaker. And so many more on top of that.
So many more.
Yes, she was also given an honorary state citizenship by friend of the show, Georgia State Representative Park Cannon.
Yes, and if you go to our site, AmazonLatee.com, they have a video of Park Cannon making this announcement. I was like, hey, that's our friend.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And as a part of her Proudly interview, Latee gives this advice to the younger generation of LGBTQ plus athletes. Stand in your truth and that you are enough and you have always been enough. It is so important to bring your whole self to work and to be your authentic self, because when you hide bits of yourself that are the most important, it becomes such heavy baggage and a heavy burden you have to carry around and have to lie to so many people. Remember those lies, and it becomes so difficult to be yourself in sports. And have to lie to so many people who remember those lies, and it becomes so difficult to be yourself in sports. And I'm far more successful now being me and showing up as me than showing up as parts of me and hiding these parts of me that made me whole.
Yeah, I love that sentiment. And exactly as she talked about, her journey was hard, but she's come to this point and has really pushed in understanding that sports can be a great significant part of a teenager's life and normalizing of teenager's life. But if you have to hide a part of yourself, it becomes detrimental. And she talks about that trauma and how it's affected her until she was able to be her true self. And look what she's doing now. It's amazing. She's all over the world advocating. She's a speaker. She's an advocate. She's an ambassador. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is definitely an area where sports and team sports can be so healthy, mm-hmm. as long as we make them a space to be healthy and we make sure that they are a space for you to be your whole authentic self and to be healthy. And if you feel like you can't be, then it's hurting the team and it's hurting you.
Right.
So this is, yeah, I love this. I love this. Well, as always, if you have someone we should shout out in this segment or something, like a organization or something, then please let us know. You can email us at stephanieatmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Part of the team right here. Yes.
Part of the team. MVP, I would say.
MVP.
Yes. Thanks to you for listening. Steph Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.